Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It seems like in the second half you guys have struggled to put all three elements of your game together. It seemed like tonight they certainly came together. How good was that to have all three
components? That's fun to watch a well-played baseball game when you can put all three components together. Played exceptional defense. Turned three double plays. Starting pitching was strong. We got the outs of the bullpen with Rodriguez and Crick and Parker finishing up offensively. It was a tight game until the sixth. We were able to create some separation, then add on from that point on to finish out with multiple run innings. You know, in three consecutive innings was also good to see.
You mentioned the stuff that Trevor had worked on, clean starts. What do you think allowed him to have the success and kind of get back into form?
Putting his delivery back together, much more compact, sound and compact. And there's some really good indicators that we saw, and there's some things that still he's got room to improve upon to get back to the Trevor we've seen in the past. I think it was 9 out of 20 first pitch strikes. Second pitches, though, were excellent. He had six 3-ball counts, but only one walk. Walks have been problematic, and he did retire 8 guys on 3 pitches or less. So the fastball played well for him again tonight. He had better fastball command. The 2-seamer, the 4-seamer. He elevated some balls and got some swings and misses tonight. Proud of him because it had been hard for a while. And he went out and regained some form tonight.
Kyle Moran kind of getting a knack for the Grand Slam thing. The last 2 home runs, 4 since he's been a Pirate?
Yeah, both of them against the Reds, 4 since he's been a Pirate. They're fun to watch. And his pinch hit numbers are fantastic since he's been a big league. And those, you just can't say, no, the numbers are real that he's accumulated since he's been here pinch hitting. And that's a big swing in the bat for us because it was a close game. A very close game. And good for him because, you know, we've all had challenges this year. And he continues to work to get better on both sides of the ball and get that swing off and get some pull side air. And he was able to do that tonight.
I feel like this is a back of the baseball card kind of question. Do you think 100 RBIs has any more significance? You know, Josh going over 100, can you look at that number and maybe that helps you stick your chest out a little bit more? Maybe.
You know what, for anybody that can't wrap their head around that number, I'm sorry. I don't know what you're wrapping your head around. As we've talked before, every manager gets to do this after a game. 15 of us on some nights talk about missed opportunities, not hitting with runners in scoring position, and you don't hear RBIs talked about. That's 102. That's the most I've seen since I've been here. We had one other man driving 100 in the 9 years I've been here. That was Alvarez, 100 even. He's got 102, and he's still got a month plus to play. So there's absolutely value in it. Back in the day, you hit 20 and 100, you were a bad dude. One of the baddest dudes in the league. Now 20, I don't know how many guys are going to end up with 20. But 100 is still a yard marker. It's like 200 hits in a season. Wait till the end of the season, so many guys get 200 hits this year. They're yard markers. They're real.
The way Pablo kind of set the tone defensively, that first play, laying out for it just to make something happen.
Oh, we were talking about it inside after the game. Yes, absolutely. First pitch ready. First pitch ready. If he doesn't have that break, he doesn't have that catch, say that ball gets by him, there's a runner on third base with nobody out. And here goes Trevor, rolling his sleeves up and going to work. So, yeah, the team even acknowledged him when we were in there tonight. Yeah, it was a big play. Absolutely.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.